Tattoo artist in Yuma, Arizona, gave a 9-year-old girl a tattoo. It's legal for kids in many states if their parents give consent. Do you think that parent should win Parent of the Year award?
Was it the kid's birthday? I mean, what's the reasoning between a 9-year-old getting a tattoo, right? What's the reasoning behind that?
They really wanted it. You know, it was between the Nintendo Switch and a tattoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's how one tattoo artist feels about it.
It is one of the most frustrating things about our career field. If you see a 10-year-old child with a professional-looking tattoo and they said they got it at a tattoo shop, that kind of degrades us as a whole.
I mean, of course, but what do you do when a parent signs a consent form and says, yes, I want this for my child? It's kind of like the doctor thing, right?
Right. Like, I mean, I know that certain places have different regulations than others. It seems like Yumas are pretty liberal.
And here's how one parent feels about it.
I wouldn't let my daughter underage get any tattoo. No way. No, no, that's crazy.
I think most parents feel that way, but not all, Raven.
I think if you let your teenagers do what they want, they slow it down on it quicker. If you tell them they can't, they're going to find a way and they're going to do it 3 times.
I mean, even though it sounds crazy because you don't want to say to a 9-year-old, yes, you can get a tattoo, there is some validation to that. But she said teenager. Teenager's a little different than a 9-year-old.
Yeah, and I think your teenager is developing at different rates and different ages, too. Now, I don't want to hear all the talk about this is a very mature 9-year-old or whatever it may be. It doesn't make sense, right? Like, I mean, they're not fully formed. They're not able to make good decisions. On the other hand, my first tattoo was terrible.
Raven, she wanted a neck tattoo of Donald Trump.
The 9-year-old?
The 9-year-old did. The tattoo artist ended up talking her into getting an American flag tattoo on her arm instead. That's what she got.
Okay.
Now, we were thinking, she wanted a Donald Trump face on her neck? Hold on. Hold up. Wait a minute. What do other tattoos of kids want?
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, if you're 9, if we're going to open this thing up, Anna, there is a lot of commerce that can be done, right?
So what I did was I asked a lot of
imagine the new shops at Disney. How great that would be.
Imagine you go to Disney and there's a tattoo shop for kids.
You wouldn't need a babysitter. You could park them in there for, you know, a nice sleeve piece, and you wouldn't have to worry about them for the next 4 hours. You can go off do your own thing.
Normally, we would do a casting call, and we put it up on our social media, and we would say, hey, if you want to ask your kids this, we'd love to have them on the air. But we figure we shouldn't be asking your children what kind of tattoos they would get.
Well, a little irresponsible.
But we went around the office, and we asked all our coworkers to ask their kids, if they're under 10 years old, what kind of tattoo? And we started with my own daughter. This is Dakota. Dakota, how old are you?
6.
Okay, 6 years old. What kind of tattoo would you get?
I would get a half star, a half heart.
Half star, half heart. What color?
Rainbow.
That's a good option.
Rainbow, half star, half heart.
You know what? Honestly, she sounds like an 18-year-old on spring break.
Yep.
There's no difference here. She could probably have
one. Alyssa, how old are you?
6.
All right, 6. What kind of tattoo would you get?
A rose.
What color rose?
Red.
Yeah, that's classic, a red rose. Do you know anybody with a red rose tattoo?
No.
I thought for sure she was going to be like my grandmother or like somebody she knew because that's such a
she picked it out for herself.
Yeah.
No, she was like, nope, don't know anybody, haven't seen it.
Thought it'd be really nice to get a red rose. She had to see that somewhere. That's such like a reference to something from the 80s, right?
I feel like these girls are already sorority sisters.
If you're going to get a tattoo of anything, what would you get?
I would get my whole family.
All of us on you? Where would you get it?
Yes. I would get it on my whole face because it's a really big one, you know, guys.
She's going to get a face tattoo of her whole family.
Oh, man.
I don't know how I feel about
like
that
Gucci
one.
Like Gucci Mane.
Oh. There are a lot of more kids that were talking about the tattoos that they were going to get. All under 10 years old is coming up next.
Oh, man.
So if you missed it, a tattoo artist in Yuma, Arizona gave a 9-year-old girl a tattoo. Totally legal.
I mean, she
parents
totally
gave consent.
She really, really, really wanted it.
She really wanted a Donald Trump tattoo on her neck. The tattoo artist convinced her instead to get a flag on her arm, which she did.
I mean, that's much more responsible.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to take that step, Mr. Tattoo Artist, take a few more.
So we figured, what if we ask all the kids around the office, like the parents ask the kids, what kind of tattoo would you get? These are all children under 10 years old.
What would you get a tattoo of?
Probably a soccer ball, because I play soccer.
Where would you put it?
On my arm.
You're going to put your number or anything there?
Maybe below it.
Yeah. What about, like, mom or dad?
No.
No, that's dumb.
How about a dad wanting him to get a bigger tattoo? He's like, yeah, put your numbers underneath there.
Like, he's messy.
What else can we add to it, right? Like, let's do some cool stuff with it.
Oh, we checked in with a whole lot more kids from around the office coming up next. tattoo artist in Yuma, Arizona, gave a 9-year-old girl a tattoo. She wanted a Donald Trump face on her arm, at her neck, excuse me. He convinced her to get the American flag on her arm instead. Now, keep in mind, he had to do this because the parents were there and gave consent.
Yeah, I just, as a business owner, I'd want to refuse, right? Like, I mean, but you feel like in a situation like that, maybe you're going to become the centerpiece of some big controversy. Here you are. Guess what? Surprise, surprise.
Yep. So we asked all our coworkers to ask their children all under the age of 10. If you were going to get a tattoo right now, you get?
If you got a tattoo, what kind of tattoo would you get?
So Mario would be jumping like, and he would be saying, wahoo.
So you're going to get the tattoo?
Yes.
Super Mario jumping, saying, woohoo! Yeah. You could picture it with his arm up in the air.
I guarantee you that tattoo is on somebody's body right now.
Absolutely.
Already. I guarantee
100% exists.
There's an adult out there with that right now.
Speaking of which.
Could be on their neck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Penny, if you were going to get a tattoo of anything you want on you, what would you get?
A flower and a daddy head.
She cracks herself up.
A daddy head.
And she said a flower. And ironically, that was my first tattoo, was a random flower that I picked off the wall at a tattoo place. So, Penny, you're not far off from what I did also.
Perfect choice. Yeah.
And a daddy head. Daddy head I don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were to ever get a tattoo, what would you get a tattoo of?
A cat.
What kind of cat?
I don't know. An orange one.
An orange cat? And where would you get the tattoo?
At a tattoo shop?
I meant on your body.
My arm?
Not for nothing, but Campbell's right. You get the tattoo at the tattoo shop.
Right.
He talked to her like, what? No, yeah. I meant on your body. What?
You're
no.
So silly. Yeah. Wait a minute. Dad, actually.
Yeah, actually.
I was correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got a tattoo, what would you get a tattoo of?
A Star Wars one. Because I like Star Wars. That's why. Maybe like a stormtrooper or like a ship or something from Star Wars, a Star Wars ship.
What ship do you think?
The Death Star.
Dad's into it. Also, there are.
How come I don't have a Star Wars tattoo?
I was going to say, there are a number of men that work at this company in this building right now that have Star Wars tattoos.
Is that
a
right?
Number of them, yes.
I didn't realize they had tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Ed has a giant one on his calf.
That's why I'm not going to get one then.
Oh, that's why?
Yep.
Yep. All right.
Joey, if you were to get a tattoo, what would you get?
Lion.
A lion? Why would you get a lion?
Because it's cool.
Because it's cool?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah? No other reason? No.
I don't think.
No, I mean, it's cool. It's a lion.
It's like 90% of people's choices for tattoos.
That's right? Cool.
Like, why do you keep asking, yeah. Mom? Like, get off me.
Luca, would you get a tattoo?
No way. They're so ugly.
Why do you think they're ugly?
They're just ugly.
They're ugly, so you'll never have any tattoos?
No.
10 children asked. Only one said, I wouldn't get the tattoo.
I bet
only
you he
one.
Gets one.
Yeah.
I bet you he gets one.